K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer III coming to you from KC, Missouri. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Coming to you on this Thursday, May 16th. How is it already the second half of May? I don't know. The 24th? 2024, May 16th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, and I am mixing up this state here, but anyways, here, rolling on, Purple Project Podcast here, and when are we going to see the sun come out? I don't know. Recording this morning, it's been overcast, little rain here and there, as it's been throughout the week here in KC Metro area. And before we get into, obviously, K-State baseball. And by the way, this is your first time listening to the podcast. Thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, this will drop sometime this morning. So we have dropped a lot of content for the last several weeks now. We got our groove back, our mojo back for this podcast. You like what you're hearing? Definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button first, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, you know the drill there. And make sure you tell a fellow friend about the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, that other K-State podcast here in the metro area, especially living here in KC, in the midst of all this KU Jayhawk territory and Mizzou talk here in Missouri. And oh yeah, the Purple Project Podcast is brought to you by the KC Metro Mile at Rockhurst High School in the KC metro area, June 6th. And congratulations. I'll be remiss. I have put this off for a little bit, but I saw pictures of several of the K-State women's basketball team walk across the stage last weekend. So to all K-State, all the students who are graduating throughout the month of May, congratulations to you guys. Obviously, you're listening to one that is a graduate of K-State University, along with my co-host Alex Ainley, which you'll hear only on Podbean, the bonus channel, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. There, so congratulations to all that are walking across that stage this month. Gabby Gregory being one of those already. Seeing Serena Sundell get the cap and get the gown as well. Of course, she's back. She'll be back next year, along with Ayoka Lee, be back next year as well. So, K-State women's sports has been on point throughout the 2023-24 athletic calendar, and we're still not done yet. Carla Bernat preparing for the NCAA championships tomorrow. That goes down in Ball Bods, California. I know I'm going to butcher that city. Sorry about that. Again, we will have a tracker on that throughout the weekend, and we'll have a tracker on the BYU series. K-State hosting BYU for the very first time on a diamond, and the 10 seeds of the Big 12 tournament, which will go down next week. Along with that, this is the final weekend series for K-State. You're hosting last place BYU, which ain't getting a bid into the Big 12 tourney. This is the So this actually will start on Thursday and it'll run through Saturday. No games Sunday. So usually you get games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the last weekend series for K-State at Toynton Family Stadium, oh, by the way, which has turned great crowds this year. Game one tonight at 6, game two tomorrow night at 6. In the finale, regular season finale for K-State will be 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So right now, going into the series, I said it on last night's podcast. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast. We've been putting out a couple, but we've been mixing it up. A podcast late last night. We had a football pod the other night as well. We're going to be talking a lot more football between now and then, with, of course, schedules coming out with the NFL last night. So go check that out as well. Look, K-State locked up for 7th place right now. in the Big 12 standings, holding third best RPI in the conference, 37, and you're right behind the Oklahoma schools. Go figure, right? Oklahoma State, 17th, Oklahoma, 16th, right? And I just said this is the first time K-State will meet BYU on a diamond. And I mentioned BYU last week's podcast. Look, they're last place. They're not going nowhere. They're not even going to go to the Big 12 tournament. So, in all purposes, K-State, they need to take all these games. Now, again, we saw this. For whatever reason, my gut, even though my gut says they need to sweep the series, my gut's also telling me that K-State could drop one of these games. K-State can't do that. You're tied for seventh. Now, again, you can have a chance to get sixth. Again, I don't have the Big 12 standings pulled up. Maybe I should do that right now. But, yeah, so the 10-team field is set already for the upcoming Big 12 66, Big 12 Championships at Globe Life Field down in Arlington, Texas. That is next week. May 21st through the 25th. And for a summary, and I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm trying not to jump the gun right now. But Pete Hughes' team in the Big 12 tournament always plays very well. I don't know why. Don't ask me. But but they always come up big in the Big 12 tournament there. So right now, and I don't need it because we got the list right here. So the Sooners already secured the number one seed in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Next week, right? Others to follow. That includes, I'm probably not going in order, but UCF, Cincinnati, Kansas, yours truly, K-State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. So there you go. Those are the 10 teams. So obviously, yeah, 14 teams. And it's going to be more next year with the addition of Colorado, Arizona State, and Arizona, right? So all these games, well, back to the big BYU series. So if you're living in the Manhattan area or you've got Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, it's been a while since we marketed that on the show, or the ESPN app, all these games, last three games against BYU will be on those ESPN apps, channels, whatever you want to call it. Radio, you're not able to go to the ballpark between now and Saturday. K-Man 1350 out there in Manhattan, Kansas, 93.3 on the FM station. Or you can keep up with the game online at kstatesports.com/watch. So there you go on that. So, yeah, K-State Baseball, Pete Hughes is the company, Kalen Culpepper, Brandon Jones, Rafael Patellar, the pitching staff, go down line. David Fisher, they got to take care of business all of these games. You cannot drop one of these games. I don't give a damn. You do not want to lose to the worst team in the Big 12. That's just hands down right there. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. So BYU will aiming to shoot for postcast on all three of these games. Call up or not, we're on Call Up or Not Watch once again this weekend, as well as she's pursuit of a national championship in the NCAA championships. Stiff competition, but I put my obviously bias, K-State bias, right? Call has played very well throughout the year, and I won't leave it a chance, right? But yeah, so we have that going on, and of course next week we have the K-State baseball Big 12 tournament there, and who knows past that, because K-State, I think they're going to need to get it on a run if they're going to get a regional bid, in my opinion. That's just me, because sitting here and listening to Alex Aiden on the last bonus show on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, type that in, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. You're going to find it right there. Make sure you also subscribe to that as well. So, but yeah. K-State, beginning tonight, handle your business, and maybe you can up your seating by one. Now, again, actually, let's go ahead and bring that up, shall we? This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in on this Thursday on the podcast. Yeah, Oklahoma by 4 over Oklahoma State. Let's see what K-State is. K-State, yeah, K-State tied with TCU. So you have an opportunity maybe to get with Kansas there. The ceiling looks like it could be fifth. No, well, 13. The most wins they can get is 16. Yeah, so the most they can get maybe is Cincinnati unless KU stumbles this week. And so you got to get TCU, at least get that spot. Tied for seventh there. So, yeah, BYU's out. I didn't hear Baylor's name in there. Houston's out. Let's see. Yeah, so we'll see what happens at Toyton Family Stadium. Home cooking the final series of 2024. Regular season, anyway, for K-State. Begins tonight at 6 against BYU, the worst team in the Big 12. Yeah, 6-21. 6-21 in Big 12 play. You're the better team here. Handle it. K-State, though, 13-14. You have a golden opportunity to finish the regular season on the right side of the line in the Big 12 Conference. You're 29-21, so maybe there's a chance there. Again, you handle your business and maybe possibly go on a run, your usual run in the Big 12 tournament there like you usually do. So we'll see what happens. So in all realities, you can't drop any of these games. That's what I'm saying on this podcast. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content. If you're new to the podcast, you're a big K-State fan, welcome on board of the podcast. Glad you can join us here on this ride here as we're almost closing the book here of the 2023-24 athletic calendar year for Kansas State sports there. But once the book is closed, we're going to keep it rolling with football coverage, unless anything else goes down throughout the summer, as well as we embark on that as well. We're going to keep on rolling with the podcast as well, but we got unfinished business with women's golf, Carla Bernat this weekend, and of course, K-State baseball getting their final series going down, beginning tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, game one against BYU at Toyton Family Stadium. You're around the ballpark, go out. Support the Cats here as they try to put themselves in a little bit better position here for seeding-wise anyways for the Big 12 Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. This episode brought to you by the KC Metro Mile, June 6th, Rockhurst High School in Kansas City, Missouri. Cannot wait. The countdown's on. To that, I am pumped up after last night's workout. Still a little bit to go, but it's going to be here for all know it. So there you go on that. We have crossed. The checkered flag has flayed on another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast today. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast Casey, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Looks like we're probably going to have a bonus pod in the beginning of next week. Looking forward to that. But right now, we're going to close it down for right now. If anything important happens, we'll hop on a mic and bring it to you here on the pod. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, the Pearl Project Podcast rocks on. Go Cats.